This is Toss Talk, where it's all about yard games, having fun, and what it takes to create social entertainment. With your host and creator, Kelvin, on Toss Tunes Radio.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Toss Talk. And today, we are playing basketball. I'm just kidding. We are playing Swish Up, a basketball-inspired yard game coming out of Arizona. I have the pleasure of speaking to one of the creators, Trevor Lightfoot, and this is probably one of my favorite conversations I've had in a very long time. And I'm not just saying that. He was a podcaster at one point. So, you know, podcasting, we kind of meshed together. But you guys get to learn about Swish Up and a lot more in today's episode. As always, links are in the show notes. Check out Swish Up. They have some interesting videos going on there. It's a fun game, especially if you like playing basketball. So, without further ado, let's get into this chat. Trevor, what's up? Welcome to Toss Talk.
Hey, Kelvin. Great to be here. Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Yes, I'm excited too. I've been following you on Instagram for a while. I've seen the game. I love when the ads pop up. You guys look like you're having a lot of fun. Let's talk all about Swish Up.
Let's do it. Yeah, my wife is tired of me talking about it with her, so I'm glad to outsource my discussion for the next 30 minutes or so.
Exactly. That's not the first time I've heard that. So this is great. take us back. Let's get into it. How'd you come up with the game, and who's all in the business with you?
Yeah, for sure. So Swish Up started just as kind of a way to have fun with some friends. My group of close buddies were all kind of, you know, inventing things, very entrepreneurial group. And what I bring to the table is kind of the yard games ethos of our friend group. And so back in like 2018, 2019, I started bringing these really just poorly made prototypes over to to my buddies, you know, pool parties, birthday parties, whatever. And yeah, just use that as a way to get, you know, feedback from them. And, you know, eventually landed on kind of a version of the game that was a lot of fun to play. And in 2020, you know, during the middle part of the pandemic, kind of getting into fall time, you know, I was searching for ways to get outside, spend time with family and friends. And I really just decided to focus in on this yard game, Swish Up. It's a basketball yard game. And I said, like, let's build the version of it that is the most fun to play. And then let's kind of use that as a way to stay connected with friends and family outside. And that momentum carried us into a Kickstarter and all kinds of fun adventures that we've had over the last couple of years. But, you know, Swish Up, at the end of the day, it's a basketball yard game. It's run by myself and my good friend, Aaron Ohms. And we just sort of tag team everything, right? We're both wearing multiple hats at all times, and we're having a lot of fun doing it.
That's very cool. And where are you guys located at?
So we are both in the Phoenix, Arizona area. So it's a good time to have a basketball yard game because we have a great basketball team in the Suns right now. And so there's just a lot of energy in general around basketball. And so if we're outside playing at the park, right, there's always people coming up to us asking us what it is and want to try it out. And, you know, it's a really fun and engaging game in that way.
Yeah, it looks fun. I like those games that are a little bit more active, and also like there needed to be another cool basketball game. There are a couple that I've seen that are a lot of fun, but your version of it is a little bit more compact, and it does it looks like a lot of fun to play. Very simple and sleek, which I like.
Yeah, like we're trying to hit that blend of a little bit more active than cornball.
Yeah.
Or excuse me, cornhole. not quite as like intense as spikeball, even though I do love spikeball.
Yeah.
We're trying to find that blend of casual fun, but, you know, probably not something you need to dive on the ground for.
So did you grow up playing basketball?
Yeah. So I've been playing basketball as far back as I can remember. And you know, when I started thinking about different yard games, you know, there was really no discussion about what kind of the centerpiece of that yard game was going to be. It was always going to be something basketball related, just because it's such a nostalgic and important piece of my life that I'm able to keep up the energy you need to start a business by making it about basketball, because I care about it so much.
Yes. Yes. That's a really good drive. Yeah. You got to be passionate about, you know, the product you create and what you want to spend all your time with, because I mean, me creating my businesses as well, like you get so engrossed in the business that you got to love it, or else it'll wear you out.
Yeah. I mean, there have been times, right? I'm sure for you too, like that grind week in and week out, it's tough to stay on it for sure.
Yes. So I do like the name. It does capture the essence of the game, I feel, a little bit. How'd you come up with the name?
Okay. So there needs to be a little context, because the original name was called Papa Slam, as kind of a shout out to my favorite basketball arcade game, Papa Shot, which is what you find in the arcade, and it's just a great game. And so the original name was Papa Slam. When we started our Kickstarter, we went in with that name, and about 2 weeks into our Kickstarter, we get an email from Papa Shot, and they're basically like, "Hey, love your idea. Don't love that you're using a name so close to ours. Like, can you change it?" Wow. And we ended up connecting with them on a meeting, and they were super nice, super supportive, and offered to help us in different ways. But ultimately, that was a really big kind of shift in our history, where we had to figure out, okay, what's our actual brand here? Like, what should our name be? And so one of the rules of our game is, you know, we basically have a basketball hoop with three shooting markers. There's a one-pointer and a three-pointer. Those are pretty self-explanatory. But the third marker is called the swish-up marker. And kind of the differentiator of our game is that if you shoot from the swish up marker and you make it, then the scores between the teams switch. So it's kind of a play on switch up versus swish up.
Yeah.
And it just sort of fell into place at that point, and we ran with it.
I like that. That's very unique, and it incorporates into the game as well, which is perfect. I mean, maybe it's for the best that you had to switch it.
I think so. Like, we avoided the legal ramifications. <Yeah. laughs> We made a good, you know, industry connection, and we got what we feel like is a better name out of it. So we were pretty stoked about it.
I feel like that as well. Explain a little more. How exactly do you play the game?
Yeah. So our game, it's like you said, it's pretty compact. It's this wooden hoop. It's kind of like if you imagine cornhole, but as basketball. It's this wooden table that you can fold out the legs, and in the middle there's a basket, just like in basketball. It's a rim, it's a net. Our game comes with a ball and then three shooting markers that you can set up for, you know, as close or as far away as kind of the skill level for who's playing, right? If it's little kids playing for the first time, the shooting markers are probably very close.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, you and me, maybe it's from, you know, 10, 15 feet away.
Okay.
And the game is played very similar to basketball. There's an offense and a defense. The offense shoots, the defense defends, and then the role switch. One of the cool things about our game is that even when you're on defense, you can score. So for example, you know, if you shoot it from the three-point marker and you miss, there's a rule that we have called the slam rule, where the defense can slam the ball back into the basket and get the points. So it's, you know, just because you're on defense doesn't mean you can fall asleep on the job, right? You can still get points even when you're playing D.
Yeah, that's really cool. I was just about to ask, like, how exactly do you play defense?
Oh, defense gets intense. Yeah. So, you know, this kind of flow of offense shoots, defense defends, keeps going until one of the teams gets to 21. And that's kind of how we play. But one of the things that Aaron and I stress is, like, we love when people bring house rules to our game. You know, we kind of bring the general guidelines, but, you know, I was playing with some family members over Thanksgiving, and for some reason the rule was, we're playing, like, I had to score to 50, but the people I was playing against, they just had to score to 21. And so, you know,
they handicapped you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love the house rules. I love when people kind of innovate on what we started and make it better.
Yeah. I like I said, like, I've seen the videos. It does look like pretty intense and also just like chill in that aspect. But it reminds me of like a fun game of like 21 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can play one-on-one, you can play 21 style, right? One versus one versus one and 2-on-2 also.
Very cool. And do you ever just like randomly just play horse with it?
So I'm a big trick shots person. Yeah. I follow a lot of trick shots people. I try my best to emulate, you know, bring trick shots. It just takes so long. Like you look at it and you're like, that's incredible. How long did it take? And you just know it's hours, like hours and hours. So, you know, there's been a couple of things I've posted in the trick shot world, but it just takes so much time.
Yeah, I'm not at that skill level. I play a lot of bocce, so maybe I should make some bocce trick shots.
Yeah, yes. But
other than that, it'll take me forever to do something. where are you getting these games manufactured?
So after our Kickstarter, we raised enough funds to build 75 games. And nice. We built those all in-house, had them, you know, cut out with a CNC machine by a local wood sourcing company, and then kind of assembled everything in my shed. So Aaron, myself, my brother, a couple friends, we just hammered it out. And, you know, for that first batch, obviously we had to give some of the boards out to our backers, but we also made enough to be able to see about, you know, can we sell these online? Where, you know, what's kind of our price point? There's still so much we're trying to figure out about this business. So we put things out on a website, on Amazon, and on Etsy. And Etsy ended up being our kind of best channel, at least for last year. So yeah, we're big fans of Etsy. And then, you know, this year we were kind of figuring out, like, we sold out of our product and we're trying to figure out, hey, you know, what should we do, right? Like, how many more boards should we make? How do we get it funded? Where do we go from here? And it was a real kind of serendipitous thing, because I actually won a contest put on by the Phoenix Suns and Hornitos to go shoot on the court. What? And so I'm like, Aaron, whatever we make from this, like, we got to put that towards Swish Up, at least a good chunk of it, and see if we can, you know, keep this thing going. And I ended up winning $25,000 on the shooting competition that just kind of came out of nowhere. And so we allocated some of those funds to Swish Up as a way to source another batch of games. Yeah. And we ordered around 100 more games. We sourced them from overseas after, you know, a long, arduous process of finding the right partner. They landed a couple months ago, and we're kind of back in business selling again.
That is awesome. Congratulations on
all
of that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. I mean, I was scrolling through your Instagram the other day, and I was like, did that really happen? I was like, what?
It was cool. Insane, man. Like, it was insane. Yeah, it was, you know, came out of absolute nowhere and was just a blast. Like, I'm so thankful for that opportunity to
have happened. So what was it? Was it like a half court shot, or what exactly was it?
So it started, you had to write a small, you know, short essay about what you would use the funds for. And so, of course, I wrote about Swish Up and this yard game and how I would use these funds to grow it. And they selected my essay. And so you went in and you had 30 seconds to shoot from, you had two layups, a free throw, a three pointer, and a half court shot. And each shot is worth its own kind of amount of money. And I made everything except for the half court shot. So I made it. I can officially say I made a three pointer on an NBA court, which is like a notch in my belt for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It was incredible. Incredible moment.
Well, I mean, that's also good. Just from a business aspect, like, you wrote that essay and somebody believed in the product or believed in you, or at least liked it enough to give you a shot. So that's a great sign as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it kind of reinforces the mission, right? It's something that brings joy to other people, which is one of the whole reason that we play yard games, right? Is because it's fun, it's connection, it's
exactly
memory building, right? It's silly, right? And kind of not important, but at the same time, it's kind of a really important pillar when you think about it.
It is. It brings people together. I mean, families, friends. It's a good outlet for fun and can be active depending on the game you're playing. And that's also like why I created this channel, in this podcast is because people are creating games and there's a business behind it and there's interesting stories just like yours. And that is probably one of the craziest stories, but that's awesome. And also shout out to Etsy too, because I'm selling tumblers on Etsy like left and right. Like I don't even know how people are finding it. I'm not doing any ads or anything.
It's wild. People they're looking for something unique, right? Something that's like you can't find anywhere else. And Etsy is such an amazing platform for that.
It is. So you're getting more games made. What version are you on from like your original concept, like going all the way back? How many iterations of it has it been?
There were probably somewhere around 15 prototypes that, you know, just because it's so, you really want to get it right, first of all. Of course. But there are so many considerations, like how tall should the table be? How rounded should the corners be? Should the net be closed at the bottom? How like comfortable should it be to hold? Like all of those little details that only come out of building and realizing that you do or don't like something. And so the version we're on now is probably version 17, I would say. And the thing I'm so excited about with this version is we have our logo on it, which was always a goal of ours to actually get it like laser engraved, which is kind of a small thing, but a big thing. And just the consistency of the build, right? Because even though, you know, we care a lot, we're not professional builders. So when we're assembling these games in my shed, there's little imperfections here and there, and it gives it that homemade feel, but it's also, as the person who's building them, like you want it to be as perfect as possible. And so there's a level of consistency with this round of games that we're just really excited about.
That's awesome. I'm excited for you guys.
Thank you.
Let's chat a little bit more about the Kickstarter.
How
did the campaign go? Like, what was your goal that you wanted to meet?
So we wanted to raise enough funds in order to build between 75 and 100 games. And so for us, that goal was $6,500. Okay. And so it wasn't a huge goal. It was enough to kind of be a proof of concept to justify there was interest in the idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did a 30-day campaign and tried our best to raise awareness ahead of time. And, you know, I wish I could say we were one of those campaigns that like you go for $6,500 and you get $100,000, but that definitely wasn't the case. ours was, it was a grind. Like we had to post and reach out to people and really go pretty wild with it. And eventually we raised a little over $7,500 and we were just thrilled that, you know, we were able to actually get across the finish line. And
that is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a Kickstarter campaign as well for Tally Tumblr. And I was hoping I was going to go at least up to 30K, but we hit our goal at 10. And like you said, it was a grind.
It's so tough. I mean,
yeah,
I think a lot of, you know, successful Kickstarters have that, you know, built in mailing list, those mm-hmm. kind of, they've built up awareness of their brand for years sometimes, mm-hmm. and then they hit the launch button. And for us, we didn't have an Instagram. We didn't have a TikTok. We didn't we were just starting from zero. And I think we kind of set ourselves up for potential failure that way. Because just no one knows who you are, right? So it's tough to get buy-in.
Since you went through the process, what's something that you might have noticed or a little bit of advice that you can give somebody that maybe wants to start a Kickstarter as well?
I mean, in general, it's just a lot more work than I anticipated because you have the prep work ahead of the campaign, but then once the campaign is live, it's a grind because you're doing the reach outs, you're doing the follow-ups, you're kind of maintaining, you know, when people have questions, you're just constantly kind of on guard with keeping that thing living and breathing and thriving as best you can. But I think looking back, the big thing I would have recommended that we do is take the time to build maybe a small following ahead of time to get some momentum, you know, kind of a current of, okay, we have maybe a mailing list of 100 or 200 people and, you know, have some people that will recognize our name once we go live with this thing. And, you know, we just started from zero and kind of shot our shot and it worked out, but there's a world where it probably shouldn't have.
No, that's great advice. I feel the same way. I should have built up a little bit more awareness before I did mine as well. But luckily, I had other brands and other things to kind of flow directly into Tally Tumblr. Yeah. So it definitely helped. And friends and family were, they were the best. Like, they backed day one.
Oh, man. Yeah. The kind of cohort of people that were just like, yeah, I'll support you just because it's your idea and I want you to be able to achieve it. Right. Those are amazing people to have in your life. And I have so many, you know, IOUs out there at this point. Yeah. Like, it's just the list is adding up.
Oh, so, switching back to the game.
Yeah.
I know you probably out playing it randomly at times, or you're trying to promote it different people, or just, you know, talk with people online. What do you think is like a common misconception when you encounter customers like inquiring about your game?
You know, our game comes with these shooting markers that look a lot like Frisbees. And so I've seen people buy our game and then play it by throwing the Frisbees into the basket. And, you know, I'm all for the innovation. I love it. Who am I to correct them? Maybe it is a better way to play the game. But every time I see that, I get a little chuckle.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, man. Moving on. I got a couple random questions for you.
Yeah.
So you're at a cookout, or, you know, you're having people over. What's your favorite go-to dish to cook?
So favorite go-to dish to cook. You know, I'm not like a great cook, but I'm really good at making pretzels. And it's kind of like an unexpected thing that people love in general. And so I feel like what I could bring to the table is like the small kind of artisan pretzel situation that people would be whispering about, you know, and they'd be like, wow, who brought that? So yeah, it would be like no thrills, right? No bells and whistles, but or just a solid pretzel.
I appreciate a good pretzel. I literally like 2 weeks ago, I ate like a bag of these pretzels the other day that were just, I couldn't stop eating them for some reason. That is cool. Yeah. I haven't decided to like make a pretzel. I might have to look into this.
Dude, the pandemic was a weird time. I feel like I learned all kinds of new skills that I either have forgotten about at this point, or I still like use in my day to day.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was a one of a kind.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Next question. So what's your favorite backyard game to play besides Swish Up?
I love games. I love backyard games. You know, my favorite classic game is cornhole. It's just, I've been in cornhole tournaments before. It's just a blast. My favorite yard game that I want to try is Halo Ball. I follow them on Instagram.
Yeah.
I see all their posts. It looks like so much fun. And at some point I'm going to get one of those and convince my brother to get a couple teams together. We'll make it happen.
Nice. Nice. No, yeah, that does look like fun. I really want to start like a yard games league and just have like a bunch of different games going on. And I see so many games and I'm like, this would be perfect for for this.
Oh, I know. It looks like a ton of fun. Like, I still don't understand the rules because sometimes they have like trampolines in their videos.
Yeah.
But I'm in.
Oh. So, you have a basketball game. Who's your favorite basketball player of all time?
Of all time, it's got to be my guy, Steve Nash. Classic. Ooh, Phoenix Suns, two-time MVP. You know, he's the GOAT around here. So,
yes. I love him because he's a soccer. He plays soccer.
Yeah,
He loves that aspect. As I grew up playing soccer, I love soccer. So,
it's
nice when people show respect to the sport.
he could have done anything, you know. I'm just glad he chose basketball.
No, yeah, very smooth, a lot of assists. Good pick. It's a good pick.
Yeah,
it's a wide pick. Next question. Name a hobby that you no longer do anymore.
I mean, it's got to be podcasting. You know, I had a brief stint as a podcaster and tried my best to host a show, but it is way tougher than it looks like. You're making it look very easy. I'm doing a great job, but I
appreciate that.
I got 10 episodes in and just had to had to put up the headphones. And yeah. I think they're still available on Spotify or something because, you know, you put in the work and you might as well just keep it there. But anytime I've gone back and listened, I'm just like, what were you doing, dude? Like that? Oh, come on.
I feel you on that. It is a grind. And if you go back and listen to like my first five episodes, they're not the best, but you get the gist of it.
Yeah. It's like Bill Simmons always says, right? He talks about you just need the reps. You need the reps. Yeah. You need to do it over and over again. And at this point, man, you're smooth. You're a pro.
I know, but I still get nervous before I talk to people because sometimes like I don't really have a full conversation with somebody before I chat with them. So I don't know what the personality is going to be like.
Yeah.
But as I mentioned, we are talking about games. So how, tight can you be?
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not a scary monster. I'm just a guy creating yard games.
Right. that's cool. And honestly, you should get back into it. Maybe do another something around the game, something around basketball.
Yeah.
Podcasting is great. Business development and brand awareness. So
it's possible. I got the gear. Maybe I'll dust it off one of these days.
All right. So that was great. Great answers. Moving on. So back onto the business. Looking back, like, you know, you had your idea, you had your old name, and you're just starting up. You're feeling excited. What's one thing you would have done differently when starting up the business?
I think, you know, we talked earlier about all those prototypes. I think a good lesson learned is probably just go for it. You know, it's you can iterate as you're going. You know, you can make small batches and you can make improvements over time. I was really focused on kind of making the game perfect before introducing it and selling it. And I think I probably wasted a good chunk of time and a good opportunity to get customer feedback by trying to answer all the questions I thought people might have instead of letting people give me that feedback real time.
Yeah, that's a good perspective. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, stick with something and go and, you know, get the feedback on the way and change it as you go. So good insight. So you got some games in, you got the business back up and running, entrepreneur style. Name a business hack or something that you do that helps you conduct your business.
As an entrepreneur, you have to wear like all the hats. Hats that fit, hats that don't fit, and you just got to kind of go with it. One of those hats for me is designer, you know, whether it's social media or marketing, whatever. And I'm not wired that way. So I struggle in that world, but I use Canva all the time, like pretty much every day as a design tool. And it has saved me time. It has made things that, you know, I sketch out that are disgusting look beautiful once they're all done. And I recommend it. I mean, there's a free version. It's amazing. It's an amazing tool.
Very cool. I'll have to check that out. Yeah. There's a lot of things that that are good and bad that you check out. So it's good hearing a good opinion from somebody that's actually using something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. So you can use them for like video editing, for social media posts, for all kinds of stuff. You can collaborate with other people on it. It sounds like I'm getting paid to say all this stuff, but I'm not. they're really that good.
That's awesome. So we're nearing the end here. What's something that you're currently excited about for the business coming up? Like, what do you guys have going on?
The thing I'm excited about is just getting to do it. Like, it's a grind that I enjoy. I have a full-time job outside of Swish Up, and I'm a dad and a husband and have all these kind of other things in my life, and I get to dedicate a small portion of it to something that's just for me and something that I really love. And so I'm just excited to like have the work, as strange as that sounds. I'm excited that there's a grind to be had and I get to do it.
Very cool. And where can we find Swish Up all over the place?
We sell Swish Up on our website, which is swishupofficial.com. We sell on Amazon. And we also sell on, as we talked about, on Etsy. You'll also, if you happen to be in the Phoenix area, we do go to farmers markets and stuff like that pretty often. So you might see us out in the wild.
Nah, very cool. I'll have to check that out and I'll link everything below. I just have one more question for you. I mean, I feel like this conversation could keep going, but we got to end sometime. as a yard game entrepreneur, what is your mantra, your quote, or inspiration that gets you inspired and gets you up and gets you out to sell Swish Up every single day?
So when I was in school, I had kind of like a mentor type of teacher, and she would always say, make the moment. And I've just like always latched onto that concept. I am still figuring out like new ways to apply it. And it kind of takes on different meanings depending on the situation. But I think of make the moment as like you have this opportunity and you can either go all in or you can, you know, kind of half-ass it. And it's a reminder to me to always just go all in. Like if you're going to do it, do it, make the moment. And I just think it's a good way to like make sure that you're really into something. Cause if you're not, then it's not worth it.
Oh yes. That's good. Short and sweet. Those are the best. Make the moment. Trevor, it's been good getting to know you, getting to know the game. Talking all about Swish Up. I wish you the best. I'll keep following, and I want to see your success just rise. And if you have any questions or anything I could do to help the brand, feel free to reach out and let me know.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate you, Kelvin. And this was a blast. I'll hop back on anytime.
Of course. All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
That was Trevor Lightfoot, one of the creators of the backyard game Swish Up. Man, this game sounds like fun. As always, links are in the show notes. Please give him a like, follow, share it with your friends, share it with your favorite person who likes to play basketball, because I'm sure they will have fun, because just looking at the videos, this game looks like a lot of fun. I have a lot more fun conversations coming up, a lot of follow-up episodes if you guys have been listening, and some new episodes with some brand new games. So keep following, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.